Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The day is bright and warm across Israel, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze, while Eilat sees clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF arrested a terrorist from Hezbollah's Radwan force in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah reportedly violated the ceasefire again. This report comes from Walla. Also, earlier this hour, Elbit Systems announced major deals. They secured contracts worth about $200 million to supply advanced munitions to the IDF, according to Mariv. Also this hour, Jakarta condemned the IDF for raising a pro-Israel banner over Gaza's Indonesian hospital. Indonesia called it an insult to a humanitarian facility, JNS reports. Separately, Hezbollah supporters remain defiant after mass funerals for operatives killed in conflict with Israel. Parents express honor in their sons' deaths, according to the Times of Israel. And finally, a Houston synagogue and Jewish day school closed due to unspecified threats. This follows concerns over security, as reported by Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi questioned the amount of U.S. military aid to Israel, posting earlier today about misconceptions over Israeli reliance on American taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, Khaled Zakaria shared concerns about Mehdi Hassan's frequent commentary on Israel, highlighting Hassan's background. From X, Times of Israel reported the body of a journalist for a pro-Hezbollah daily was recovered from rubble after an IDF strike. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF operation in southern Lebanon, Brigade 300 identified and arrested a member of Hezbollah's Radwan force. This arrest comes amid ongoing ceasefire violations by Hezbollah. Walla reports this move could elevate tensions along the border, affecting regional stability. Turning to Elbit Systems' latest deals. Elbit secured contracts for advanced munitions worth about $200 million for the IDF. Mariv highlights this as part of Israel's broader strategy to bolster its military capabilities. This development underscores the region's shifting defense dynamics. Meanwhile, Jakarta's condemnation of the IDF's actions in Gaza has sparked diplomatic tensions. Indonesia views the pro-Israel banner as an affront to a humanitarian site. JNS indicates this could strain bilateral relations further, impacting diplomatic ties in the region. In related news, Hezbollah supporters held mass funerals for operatives killed in clashes with Israel. The Times of Israel notes that families see their sons as martyrs. This sentiment may fuel ongoing resistance efforts and complicate peace prospects. Lastly, security concerns in Houston led to the temporary closure of a synagogue and Jewish day school. Forward reports that unspecified threats prompted the precautionary measure. This highlights the broader issue of security for Jewish communities worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, state revenues from natural resource taxation have surged, collecting 9.3 billion shekels. The tax authority has already recognized 7.3 billion as final revenues. These funds are earmarked for Israel's wealth fund, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. Separately, Israel has ordered $200 million in airborne munitions from Elbit Systems. This aligns with a broader increase in defense spending, highlighting efforts to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. CTEC provides this insight. And finally, a study reveals the IDF Talpiot program excels in fostering entrepreneurship. Stanford University found that Talpiot graduates are 5 times more likely to create unicorn startups than Stanford MBA graduates. Globes shares this finding. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.